guys, welcome to The Woman Social, a podcast made for women to inspire and empower and to really, really, really focus on self-love and acceptance. Today, we will be talking about angels and connecting with others that have passed. I'll be sharing some personal experiences that have happened to me. This can be a really touchy subject because not everybody believes in this, but I'll be speaking from experience and things that have happened to me recently in connecting with the other side. So I recently took a trip to Palm Springs with my husband. We just needed some time to reconnect and recharge, not get away from the kids, but it's been a pretty rough year for us, so we just needed some time to be alone. And my grandfather, when he passed about, it's been about, I want to say, 3 or 4 years, it's been a little while, he left me his necklace that I wear every so often, but I brought it with me on this trip and I really wanted to connect with him. So I've been praying to him just to give me some signs, either to come into my dreams or just to show me something. So we were getting ready to go out for dinner and all of a sudden I look outside and there's a cat. And you guys might think, okay, it's not a big deal, it's just a cat, but I am like deathly afraid of cats. I have this like trauma around cats. I don't know why. I've been trying to figure it for years. Don't know. Just accepted it. In fact, the last time I went to Italy, there was like 9, 10 cats swarming me. They just all come out. So I spoke to my bioenergy healer, Claudia, and she's like, you know, cats symbolize angels, so it could just be your angels that are around you at all times. So I was like, awesome, cool, and I'm afraid of them. So anyways, there's a cat staring back at me, and it has piercing blue eyes, exactly like my grandfather's. And honestly, I didn't even think about it. I just thought, wow, he's there with me, like, cool. But I didn't really believe it because it's a cat. Like, we're in the desert. I don't know. People have cats. Maybe it just came around. So we go for dinner. I order this grilled octopus, which is my absolute favorite. And again, I'm asking for signs. And sure enough, it comes on this bed of lettuce that is like, it's like a curly lettuce. You don't see it quite often. It's a specific type of lettuce. I don't see it often. We don't eat it often. We don't see it in a supermarket. It's called, in Italian, it's called riccia. And it was his absolute favorite type of lettuce. So that right there, I was just like, holy shit. Like, this isn't a sign, then. I don't know what it is. For me, anyways. So we go about our day, and I end up calling my dad, and I'm telling him the story. And he's like, oh my God, like when we were at your grandfather's funeral, because I wasn't able to be there, my sister and my dad went. When we were at your grandfather's funeral, the family cat, it wasn't really a family cat, it's like a stray cat that my grandfather used to feed. He sat outside his door and was just crying and crying and crying. So, you know, he's like, and then once we did the funeral, this cat never came around again. We've never seen him. So he's like, you know, your grandfather is with you, and that's a huge sign. The cat, it's amazing how that happened to you. So my point for this podcast, and the reason why I wanted to share that, is that, you know, we don't always have to go see somebody to connect with people that have passed. They're always with you. The signs are always there. It's just a matter if you are ready to receive those signs, if you're open to receiving those signs. So my advice is, you know, pray to them, have them in your thoughts, ask them to show you signs, and the signs will be there if you're ready and open to receiving them. So I hope this podcast served you and gave you a little bit of hope if you're going through any trauma or anything like that. Just be connected, be present, and ask.